a lot of the characters who went in trying to experience love with one particular person walks out at the ending with somebody completely different. Any insights into all of that and how that all happened, or I'm going to leave that all to the surprise ending when the people watch it.
Patricia and I's love endures.
Yes. I did notice, Eugene, that you actually did not switch partners. That was pretty cool.
Nothing will change.
It's very conservative British people you are. Okay.
Go ahead,
sir. All right, so... The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling religious liberty the nation's first freedom, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced moments ago the formation of a new religious liberty task force within the Justice Department.
The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components, and we've got a lot of components around the country, are upholding that guidance. In the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we conduct our operations.
Officials in Northern California just giving an update on the so-called car fire near Redding, saying it's now covered nearly 99,000 acres. It's only about 20% contained, and 7 people remain missing as 6 people have been killed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington. And let's take a look at this weather for today. This afternoon, chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees, and it certainly is a nice day out there, though. Southeast winds around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a low 30%. Tonight, chance of showers with those dreaded thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m., patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. We got a southeast wind from 3 to 5 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation is a low of 30%, so we may or may not get anything. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible with that darn thunder shower. And now we are going to do a little commercial break, and we will return.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, one of Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare providers and stuff. Have I got a show for you today and stuff? We have got the lady who knows almost anything to be written, known, or told about with lavender and stuff, and she is from the Mad Lavender Farm in Milford, New Jersey. This is Adrian Crombie. Adrian, welcome to the show and stuff, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Dr. Miola. Thanks for having me on. We have Mad Lavender Farm in Milford up on 579. And we are located on, I don't know if you realize that, there's one of the, it's the highest altitude in New Jersey at that latitude.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous open field. And for that reason, many reasons, ideal for growing lavender, as it turns out.
I was going to say, does that have a specific, like, you know, elevation or drainage or?
Yes, for the elevation, for the drainage, for all the sunlight, and we went into this venture. My partner Don and I. 5 years ago now, 2012-2013, not knowing nothing.
What a great way to start.
Yeah. We'd successfully grown lettuce and, a few vegetables in the garden and knew we loved it. We knew we loved playing in the dirt. And this is my family's farm. My dad was successfully growing raspberries.
Oh, okay.
In his retirement on that 10 acres, and so I knew from that experience, from seeing what he did and how successful it was, that it was a great location as far as attracting people, and it's just a gorgeous field. When you come onto this field, there's something about it that just feels very uplifting. So we knew that. We knew we liked the color purple. We're both artists.
Oh, okay.
And we had a business doing murals and architectural molding and faux finishes, Venetian plasters, and we were doing that. But coming to a place in our lives where we wanted to and the schlep, and get into the dirt more. And we talked to my dad about it and said, you know, we'd like to start developing the land with this vision. And he loved the idea, and so we set to work.
Wow.
And we put in our first lavender plants. Had a harsh winter and lost most of them. And so we had a lot to learn.
What a nasty lesson to learn right off.
Yeah, right off the bat, right? Mm-hmm. And so we worked with great people. J.R. Peters is a chemist who does our soil and water testing. They're out of Allentown, Bethlehem area. And they've been tremendous help with helping us understand how to mix the soil better. Peachtree Farm is the grower. They supply us with the lavender plants. Lavender, you could grow it from seed, but you don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get into a little sex education here, Dr. Miel. because from the seed you get the DNA that you don't know, you know exactly what the contribution has been, but when you grow it from the plant, from the branch, then it's like cloning. It's more like cloning the plant. Then because there's so many different varieties of lavender, because it's so easy to propagate that way. I mean, I'm not advanced in that area, trust me, but I know, most people who know anything about lavender know there's just a plethora of different varieties, which makes it kind of so fascinating. You start out thinking, I'm going to grow Hidcoat, I'm going to grow Munstead, the usual. I mean, that's what I thought. And now I'm just getting sucked in more and more. We have about 7 or 8 varieties
different
now.
Different varieties and stuff. So each variety contributes to the overall benefits of the whole program then.
Yeah, as in all farming, as we are learning, it's better to have variety, this diversity. I guess I want to talk for a minute about the so-called English lavender and French lavender.
I was going to say, most people are familiar with either one of those and stuff, so.
Right, or familiar with it or have heard the term and just, they come on the, is this English lavender or French lavender?
Right.
And the difference has been established by the way the lavender industry developed. Lavender grows in the Mediterranean. It grows in limestone. It didn't start growing in France or in England. What happened was the industries started developing in the 1700s in those two regions. And so the English lavender is the short-stemmed, it's a Hidcoat, the Munstead, it's developed, it's a softer, sweeter, lighter scent and flavor, so it's better for culinary. Whereas the French lavender is developed more for the perfume, the soap, and those kinds of uses. So it's the long-stemmed, and it's a lot stronger. So not really suitable for culinary.
Right.
So that's the essential difference. So it's kind of easier to understand that way.
Yeah. So how does one go about establishing a lavender crop?
You put it in the ground. I mean, we read, there's so much information available now. So we got as much information as we could. We understood that it needed minerals. It needed to have very good drainage. In Hunterdon, the soil is essentially clay, a lot of shale and stuff. So the mineral content is okay. It's not the ideal for lavender, but we thought we'd give it a shot. So we've had quite a learning curve. We lost a good deal of lavender last winter because of the conditions of climate change, which in New Jersey those conditions are the variables are more extreme. So you're going to have spikes in temperature and conditions, which make it very stressful for perennials. So in February, you remember, right? One day it was 70 degrees, and the apple blossoms were coming out.
Yeah.
And then a week later, it was sub-zero. So that's extremely stressful. So we took a hit this winter, and last year we had a glorious crop. The video on our website, madlavenderfarm.com, you can see that crop. It's just gorgeous. You would say, "Oh my gosh, we're here! You know, we've done it. You know, we're rocking and rolling." And we had a great harvest. And then with this winter, with the hit we took, our crop is a fraction of it. However, we are not going anywhere. We are sticking with it. So we've developed our soil better. We are going to not take any chances this winter. We will be covering all of our lavender.
Oh, okay.
Which tends to work well. We covered our lavender 1 year, and it does work, you know, to help maintain the consistency, I think. Help insulate it a bit so it can get through the variables of winter.
We're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. So everybody stay tuned, and we can learn much more about lavender.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we've got a wonderful guest here from Mad Lavender Farm in Milford, New Jersey. This is Adrienne Crombie, and she was enlightening us about lavender, the two different varieties that most people are familiar with, the English and the French, what she's going to be doing on her particular farm, how she's wintering over, as we see in the, as we say in the bee world and stuff. You know, you got to get that crop to make it through the winter time so it can start expressing itself in the spring. And so she's going to talk a little bit more about the partners that you have on the farm there. So Adrienne, please tell us more about this.
Sure. Well, I think I mentioned earlier that we wanted to end the schlep. And we wanted, as artists, we asked ourselves, well, who? There are a few other lavender farms regionally, and we visited some, and we wanted to look at, you know, who are we? Why would you? What's interesting about us? What sets us apart? Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that we're artists, and so we built the farm to reflect that. people that come on the farm, one of the first things they see is our chicken coop, which looks like, yeah, we have chickens too, that have multicolored eggs, mm-hmm. and because of the exotic breed. And my partner, Don, designed and built, inspired by, the Spanish, architecture.
Oh, the clay tiles and the adobe?
Organic shapes. And mm-hmm. stuff. Barcelona Art Nouveau.
Oh, okay.
We love that look. And we just love a lot of different, we're very eclectic mm-hmm. in our approach. And a year or so later, we had our tiny shop up. And that's built, inspired by medicine show wagons.
Oh,
so it's built on a hay wagon with wheels, and it can be moved, mm-hmm. but we keep it in one place most
right.
of the time. And that's where we have our products.
Oh, okay.
We, at this point, people ask us, are you in farm markets? And in our process right now, we are not, there. As I said, we've already took a hit on our crop.
Right.
Of course, we can look forward to in the future possibly having some people go out to farm markets mm-hmm. representing us. But our idea was we want to make this 10 acres spectacular and more spectacular than it is naturally, and make it a place, kind of a sanctuary feel where people go to kind of just enjoy being there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've been very successful that way, considering the feedback that we get.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So we have a teepee on the farm.
We
ordered a teepee, a 26-foot. It was the biggest teepee we could find on the internet. It's the company is Nomadic Teepee Makers.
Oh, isn't that
Colorado.
Something?
So we ordered that and had that sent, and we erected it ourselves with a party of interested people.
Uh-huh.
That was huge. That was a fun day, So then I mentioned we have a tiny shop, so of course we have product, and
mm-hmm.
of course the main product is lavender. So our lavender bouquets, the short-stemmed and the long-stemmed, and that's right out of the field. And then the lavender bud,
okay.
And we do a culinary mix that's of several different varieties of angustifolia, and you might also refer to that as the English lavender. So it's the softer, flavor. That's really tasty. We have soaps. We sell our the long stem lavender, the French lavender buds, to two different soap makers. They're Savoy Bath and Lather.
Oh, okay.
They're out of Annandale.
Annandale, okay.
Yeah, Mary Ellen, she's wonderful. She mm-hmm. and her daughter have this business together, and it's just so much fun to work with people that you know, that are local, and we came up with a lavender latte soap together. Yeah, recently, which is really, it actually looks like a cup of latte because of the way she made it. It's very artful.
Mm-hmm.
She used coffee grounds and charcoal and did it in layers, so mm-hmm. it looks like a cup of lavender latte. And Tasso Apiaries, they're very fundamental to our business. We reached out to them in our first year.
Oh, okay.
And their business model is to take beehives on different local farms. I don't know if people know this, but that's how they do business. They
mm-hmm.
They have their beehives in several areas, and then they bring their truck on and manage the beehives.
Yeah.
And so we have the benefit of the pollination.
Yeah, which is critical. And stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And we after a couple of years and so many people asking for lavender honey, I went back to Tasso. I said, Jean-Claude, what can you do for us? You know, they have the buckwheat honey. I said, can you make a lavender-infused honey? And so they've come up with a wonderful lavender-infused honey for the first time.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, in their product line.
Out of necessity, motherhood really pops in with the products. And
yeah,
stuff,
so. And that just flies off the shelf. It's just, it's a lovely lavender honey. Who else inspire you to think? Yeah, she makes candles that you see all over Hunterdon County. And her business model is, well, it's a soy candle and toxic-free wick.
Oh.
And she, she uses an artist who was in high school. Her first name is Madison. Oh. And I wish I could remember your last name. But she, I designed our logo, and but she had designed several other pieces of artwork for our candle labels for the other flavors. But she provides us with a lavender candle and a lavender vanilla mint candle
and lemongrass.
We have just wonderful partners that we work with. And I should mention, do we have time still?
Plenty of time, yeah.
Okay, I should mention, I'm bringing in a whole other discussion. I should mention Freedom Star Farms, because they provide us with the baby goats. And where do the goats come from? Dr. Miola, we are... did I mention we're eclectic, creative, and adventurous? Did I mention we're in our 60s?
You didn't mention that because you don't look at all like you're in your 60s.
Thank you. So we've got we're wearing a lot of different hats. We're having a lot of fun. I guess one of the things in our second year, we said, you know, we'd really like to have a couple of goats. And we found Freedom Star Farm. They're in Hampton, New Jersey, really just 15 minutes away. And they have about 50 head of dwarf Nigerian goat. We did enough, you know, we did some research. We wanted a small goat, not a big one. and I eventually thought, you know, it would be nice to have a doe and milk, get some goat's milk, at least into our household, and to sell back to the soap makers, we could actually have not only the lavender bud, but the goat's milk and the soap. So that's how that started.
Oh. What has it ballooned into, though?
It's
that's
ballooned into something else, yes. We also are involved, connected with the yoga community, just because that's who we are, and that's how we always wanted to grow the farm in a more of a spiritual direction. As I said, more of a sanctuary, as opposed to kind of rock and roll party, live it up. We have had some events, but we like to keep them low key. We want to always be happy with our neighbors.
That's always
important.
Big thing.
Yeah. So someone sent me one of our yoga teachers sent us a video of goat yoga, and so I thought, let's try that one, and that has really taken off.
I have to tell you, you have to go to this website and stuff, and the website is
madlavenderfarm.com,
and see what goat yoga is all about. It's like an immersion of experience and stuff, of nothing but joy that you get from interacting with animals and also doing the yoga and stuff. The faces on these people that are doing the yoga before, during, and after is just priceless and all.
Yes, yeah, it really is. You can kind of poo-poo and say, goat yoga, what's that? And I get it, it sounds silly. But, you know, people come out, people who work in offices all day, and... you know, life can be tough.
Oh, incredible. The stress level.
And you know about that in your business, what kind of disease that creates. It's a real thing.
Exactly.
So when people come out and you hear them say, this has been the best day of my life, or I don't know when I felt this good, it really is so touching. Mm-hmm. It really means a lot to see that kind of happiness. And so it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you, little goats. You have brought us through that really tough winter, because it's also provided another revenue stream. Mm. It's brought in people from Brooklyn, from Manhattan, from Staten Island, from Philadelphia. Really a huge radius.
Wow. That is incredible to have that kind of a tri-state area pull like that.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, local people, goat yoga, I mean, hey, I'll go to the the 4-H fair and get my fill of goats.
Right.
Oh, thank you. Or maybe they have a few goats of their own.
Of their own and stuff, yeah.
Right. So it's exotic. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. So everybody stay with us.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling religious liberty the nation's first freedom, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced moments ago the formation of a new religious liberty task force within the Justice Department.
The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components, and we've got a lot of components around the country, are upholding that guidance. In the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we conduct our operations.
Officials in Northern California just giving an update on the so-called car fire near Redding, saying it's now covered nearly 99,000 acres. It's only about 20% contained, and 7 people remain missing as 6 people have been killed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A well-known Olympic skier and his wife opening up about the drowning of their 19-month-old daughter last month.
It's the number one way that you could potentially lose your kid.
Bodie Miller's wife Morgan saying the day their daughter Emmy fell into a neighbor's pool was originally like any other day, and she's afraid most parents don't realize how quickly a tragedy like that can happen.
A child under 30 pounds can drown in 30 seconds, and I just keep counting to 30 in my head. That was all I needed.
Bodie Miller says they wish they can go back and change what happened, but instead they'll try to help other parents avoid such tragedies. The Millers spoke on NBC's Today Show. President Trump saying again that he's willing to shut down the government over immigration reform. He sent out several tweets saying he'll make it happen if Democrats don't give him the votes for border security, which he points out would require funding for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We've been telling you so much about the Carr fire in Northern California, but the Mendocino complex fires west of Sacramento are almost twice as big this morning as they were just yesterday. Cal Fire is saying the combined river and ranch fires have now destroyed almost 56,000 acres, destroyed six homes, and each is only 5% contained. Both fires started on Friday afternoon, about 14 miles apart, but they have spread into more populated areas and have grown into one big fire. Several communities are under evacuation orders. A smoking ban both inside and outside all public housing buildings in New York City has taken effect today. The New York City Housing Authority enforcing the smoke-free mandate that was passed down by the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department a few months ago. Coca-Cola says it's charging more for its canned drinks. The price jump coming because the Trump administration's aluminum tariffs are simply making the cans more expensive. The CEO of Coke is calling the price hike disruptive but necessary, saying the 10% tariff on imported aluminum is simply making it more expensive for the company to produce those cans. Another Coke spokesperson says it's going to be up to retailers to decide whether to pass the higher prices on to consumers. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Miola, and we are excited about our guest, who is from the Mad Lavender Farm in Milford, New Jersey. This is Adrian Crombie. And we've been talking off air about how involved it is to actually have a good crop or to put a crop into the ground. So, Adrian, why don't you tell us, you know, the beginnings, the middle, sure, the harvest time, and what you do with the products then?
Sure. First, Dr. Miola, I don't want to forget, I don't want to leave without mentioning a couple other partners.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'll just finish up that line of thought. There's chocolate in the oven.
Oh, definitely need to know about that.
Oh, yes, because that's where our goodies come from.
Okay.
Because when you come to visit Mad Lavender Farm, you don't want to miss the small batch, locally sourced lavender honey ice cream. Of course, it's made with the Tasso honey with our eggs. And with local dairy, and Kathy from Chocolate in the Oven makes the ice cream. It's in 4-ounce cups, and it's really fabulous. It just flies. We cannot keep it in stock through the weekend sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she also makes a killer lavender shortbread cookie. They're sold in bags, and a lavender fudge.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good stuff. Now, more recently, we have started to partner with Flemington's Grateful Bites.
Oh.
And they are just, they have a wonderful business model that really parallels our own with the zero waste ideal that we're shooting for, all compostable packaging and stuff like that. And they offer gluten-free organic foods, locally sourced as possible. So we, as we build on our website, which we're in the process of doing now,
are constantly under construction.
It's time to do that again. We will be providing a link where you can order a picnic that will be delivered either for a party or even singly, mm-hmm. and they will be delivering organic, local.
Oh, wow, what a great idea.
I know. So excellent. We're really excited about that one. So that's coming up. I mean, you can do it now. You can order from the now, but we don't have the link. We don't have it all set up on mm-hmm. the site yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about actually growing the lavender again. Let's go mm-hmm. back to that. I think one of the most important pieces of information it's a real challenge to get that to educate the public about our growing season, because people will walk on the farm in the middle of July and say, "Where's the lavender?" And there's plenty of lavender, but it's been harvested.
Harvested already.
It's been harvested. Mm-hmm. It's the prime time to be on our lavender farm when it's in bloom. That's what you're looking for, is the middle of June the end of June. And a little bit into July, like the first week of July.
Okay.
That it's a window of time, just like peaches, strawberries, where's the peaches? Yeah. Right? I missed them. You know, it's similar with lavender.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to learn more and try to extend that bloom time. Mm-hmm. I'm learning about methods where the lavender can be, as I said, it's covered over the winter, and to stagger taking those covers off.
Right.
We are making our best attempt to stagger that bloom time for public. But in the interim, let me just tell you folks, please come visit the second, third, fourth week of June.
And what happens
particularly
then?
The third and fourth week, it's in bloom.
Oh, okay.
It's in full bloom, mm-hmm. and it's magnificent. There's a second bloom, but that's sparse.
Oh, okay.
That's, you can pick it. It's nice to be able to have fresh lavender mm-hmm. in late July and August. But the first bloom, that really magnificent bloom where you want to get the great photographs and really mm-hmm. experience it, and we will be resuming the pick your own. And that's in June.
Okay.
Just, it rhymes. Pick your own in June. Bloom June. Yeah. And we also need people not only to pick your own, but we need people to harvest. Of course, we train people to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize this till this year, but oftentimes when kids graduate, they go on vacation right away because I hired a couple and now we're getting, we're getting our story straight. Whereas when we harvest, when we hire young people who, for harvesting, you've got to be available at that second, third, and fourth week
of
June.
And like
June.
You said, that's prime time
to go. Please don't go on vacation then if you're going to work on Mad Lavender Farm. Also, if you'd like to volunteer.
Okay.
If you'd like to volunteer, to harvest, then we work something out where you take lavender home with you.
What a great deal.
Right, in exchange for your efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be putting that out more in our newsletter, and you can sign up for our newsletter. It's right up on the banner, I think, of every page on our website.
Right.
And get the news.
So what's involved in planting, mm-hmm. getting it ready, getting the harvest time, and what's involved in harvesting?
Well, the harvesting is very particular, and it's something really important to learn as a lavender grower.
Mm-hmm.
You notice when you start growing lavender, that those beautiful purple buds, they bloom out with the little tiny petals. Each bloom blooms out with a little tiny petal. And then those petals wither and they turn brown. And it doesn't happen all at once on the bush.
Oh.
And so you need to be aware when the first buds pop out with their little blooms. you know that you've got to start harvesting.
The clock that, is starting,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. The clock is starting. That's exactly right. So for some purposes, you want to harvest early, maybe even before those little blooms start to pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be for the bouquet, for display.
Mm-hmm.
Because the earlier you harvest lavender, if you want to use it for display, then the earlier you harvest it, the more likely it are that buds are going to stay on.
Okay.
Because when you harvest it really late, there's that cascade effect where they just fall off.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So at time, mm-hmm. there's a
yes,
critical time for whether you want it for eating, whether you want it for looking good and mm-hmm. everything in
that's
between.
That's exactly right.
Excellent. Oh, mm-hmm. interesting.
Right. And once all those, it's all bloomed out and kind of withered and you have those little tiny brown specks all over it, then you're kind of too late. You know, you still want to cut it
sure.
if you have a lavender plant because mm-hmm. To keep it healthy,
right.
you need to cut it. You need to cut it back. Otherwise, it's going to get all woody and spread out. And you're going to lose your plant.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So that's
so. Taking from like a bare field and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to do to prep the soil? When's the best time mm-hmm. to plant the?
Mm-hmm.
You like to do plants instead of seeds. You were saying, off air, and
yeah.
then how about like you know watering, fertilizing. Mm-hmm. Temperatures, air, rain,
right.
things like
right.
that.
Right. You don't want to you don't want to fertilize it actually.
Okay.
Because that's going to it's going to promote too much foliage and you want the flower.
Flower. Okay.
I mean there are specific fertilizers but you want to get more minerals in there. You want to mix in pebbles, rock, oyster shells are
okay.
great. And I know that there's lavender farms around here who just really put it right in the clay soil.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, right? And it's okay if you're on high ground.
Right.
And we are on high ground, but we wanted to really develop our soil mix better. So we mix in sand and gravel, and there's a mineral called azomite that you can get on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, azomite, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so we've been mixing that in.
That's
So
when you said oyster shells and stuff, so clam mm-hmm. shells, oyster shells,
sure.
two different things?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got like a place that does a lot of shucking and things for raw clams and stuff, you would love to get a hold of that? Or is that
Yeah,
too
I think
much?
The oyster shells are better, and we get them from Tractor Supply.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. and we use them as mulch because it's pretty,
mm-hmm.
and it adds more nutrients. Yeah, they're pretty white shells. What else? Our method is to lay landscape cloth down on the field to kill the grass the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year we mix the soil and
so you
we
come
mound
through, you
it
rototill, you get the dirt broken up a little bit, then you throw in your nutrients, rototill that in.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
like to do plants, do you get them at like a certain age, like 1 year old, 2 year olds, or how does that come?
We get the quart plants from Peachtree Farm.
Okay.
Yeah, and we put them in the spring.
Okay.
There's also there's methods for fall planting. We avoid that because we just really feel like we want the
sure.
roots to be established.
Okay.
Because they're drought resistant and
it
really eschew a lot of moisture. You don't want that. They don't like wet feet. You want to, if you do need to water them, that is when the soil is really dry, then you water them very well in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Don't water lavender at night,
mm-hmm.
unless it's really young and it's dry. And you
now, do you have to mound
Yeah, we
the
mound
rows?
The soil.
Okay.
We mound
so
the soil.
So that's where you get good drainage.
Yes.
Up. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we use landscape cloth as a weed killer because we have so much lavender.
Oh, the volume and stuff. Now, how about pruning or, like, you know, shaping? Do you have to do anything like that?
Yes, you need to prune it after you harvest it in July, then in August you want to go back and prune it. You want to keep it shaped, you want to keep it pruned back
mm-hmm.
so that so that you have a healthy plant. And so, again, it doesn't get, you know, woody.
Okay. And then overwintering and stuff, you said you like the idea of covering them?
Yeah. Now, not with burlap or plastic or anything like right. that, because it needs to breathe. It's a synthetic cloth. It's white. It's diaphanous. Oh, you get it at the landscape okay. places. Yeah. Right? We use that. We've also used pine boughs. So if you just have a few lavender plants or one lavender plant, you can and if you get a hold of an old Christmas tree, you know, you can shear off the branches and use that.
Oh, okay.
Use that to protect it. That's kind of an old method.
Oh, interesting.
To protect the plant so that it can still breathe, but it has
that's
some
the
protection
key thing
from
stuff.
The
you
wind.
Want to have breathing and stuff.
Yes.
Ooh, we're going to do a little commercial break, but we're going to come right back. So everybody just hold on, and we will learn more about the Mad Lavender Farm from Milford, New Jersey.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we've got an excellent, excellent hour with you and stuff. And we've got the Mad Lavender Farm mm-hmm. from Milford, New Jersey. And we've got Adrienne Crombie, who's one of the major contributors. She's out there in the fields grooming it, shaping it, fertilizing it, watering it, and you name it, she's out there doing it. So, Adrienne, tell us a little bit more about this wonderful place you've made.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Miola. Yeah, I think I mentioned earlier that we erected our 26-foot teepee this year, and we did it, first of all, for goat yoga, because we didn't want to cancel for rain, because we get, you know, so many people coming in mm-hmm. and driving for hours to come to goat yoga, so we didn't want to be, we didn't want to disappoint
what
people anymore.
What a great
anymore.
Idea.
So we put up the teepee, and we hired a wonderful contractor to put in a wood floor. So it's a level wood floor.
Okay.
And that way we can keep it clean and when you, you know, lay your yoga mats down so you're not in the dirt, you know.
Okay.
And it's also great for workshops. So if it's nice out, I have my workshops on a table under the trees in the shade.
How nice.
It's really lovely. But if it's raining, I've got the teepee. I bring everyone to the teepee.
Excellent. What a great addition to the farm.
Now, one of the most unique and wonderful workshops we have is lavender wand making. So put it on your calendar for next year.
Okay.
Because there's only, this window of time. It's like 3 weeks. The end of June into July, when the long stem lavender is in bloom, and it can be cut. And right now our wands are 17 stems. It has to be an odd number. You cannot make a lavender wand unless it's fresh cut. Once it's cut, a day later, the stems are not flexible enough to weave. It's a method, it's a Victorian method of actually weaving ribbon through the stems to encase the blooms. And they're called wands, and they're beautiful. So we have some for sale in the shop. So that's a really cool workshop. This weekend, I'm having a lavender sage wreath-making workshop.
Oh,
that's very
popular. That's got to be a big thing. Yeah,
and I love growing sage, too. And sage is easy. Lavender has been a little challenging, but that sage, boy, it just comes through no matter what.
Isn't that something, huh?
Yeah, our sage has done really well. So we, during the workshop, I show people how to create a wreath with already formed grapevine, you know, wreaths, and we have just an abundance of lavender and sage to use to create.
What a fun class to take.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And I use both the long stem and the short stem lavender, so you get different textures and scents.
Yeah,
and
I can
really
imagine
pretty.
How that smells. So
yeah, it's a really popular workshop. I wish I could have offered more this year, but again, because our harvest was you know, cut into by the winter. And I also have a sage lavender smudge workshop. And that's the weekend after. I don't know if that's filled yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I also got familiar with mugwort. Are you familiar with mugwort?
Yeah, mugwort, yeah.
What do you know about mugwort?
Not that much in stuff, and as far as, you know, just using it herbally and all, so yeah.
Right. I think it increases menstrual flow for mm-hmm. women, and it's also said to promote visions and lucid dreaming.
Oh, there
Woo!
We go. Oh, yeah,
so then I read that it's used in smudge stick, and I'm finding mugwort all over my property. So I'm harvesting it wild and drying it in the drying shed, and now I've been weaving it into the smudge.
Oh, okay.
So now I have a sage lavender smudge stick that I make, and that's really cool. So. So we make that in the workshop. And I also take people out to the field and show them how to harvest the sage. We talk about growing it.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's
so
really
how
fun.
Do people get a hold of you now?
Where
are you located?
Right,
a website?
Right. The website is madlavenderfarm.com. And that should give you all the information. It's got a Google map. It's got the phone number, which is my cell number, 908-310-5973. 5973. Don't call now because I'm on the radio. And the email is info@madlavenderfarm.com. And that's a great way to reach me because that way I can respond with more information. Yeah.
Excellent. Very, very good. Well, we have about a minute left, and also I just want to say what a great hour this was. I know that the radio audience learned so much more about lavender and the Mad Lavender Farm. Than what they knew already, and they're going to be you know, checking out the site and making sure that they stay and get that newsletter hooked up there and all. Anything you want to final few minutes or final few seconds and all?
Oh, I guess we never got to talk about all the wonderful properties of lavender. It's an adaptogenic herb,
yeah.
Right? You I'm sure you know a lot about that,
right.
Meaning that it senses whether you need energy or you need to relax.
Exactly.
Right? It's in the mint family. It's got a lot of wonderful properties. So come visit us and learn more. We'd love to talk to you.
There you go. So this, I think you've got some good information. Make sure you go to our website. And we'll see everybody next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen is afraid of going to jail. Here's where I'm at a loss. I don't know what he's afraid of going to jail about. He shouldn't be afraid of going to jail for anything somebody thinks he did with us, because he didn't. He didn't do any, he didn't commit any crime with President Trump.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, earlier today. Now, Giuliani made the chat show rounds. He was on CNN, and that was from Fox and Friends, where he talked a little bit about Cohen and what Cohen has to be afraid of, which in his mind is really nothing. The deadly fire in Northern California that has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes slowed down Sunday and was at least 17% contained. That's according to a CAL FIRE spokesman. Officials also said there were more than 150 fire trucks on the way to help them from outside the state. A CAL FIRE spokesman also talks about some of the challenges they're facing.
With the intensity that we have here, it's really hard to stop a fast-moving, wind-driven fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
President Trump's agreement with the EU that alleviated the risk of an intermediate trade war was a major factor on the price of oil this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That agreement led to only a modest price increase of only 2 cents for a national average of $2.85 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices are still up when compared to last year.
Versus a year ago, the national average in the U.S. is still up by about 53 cents per gallon. Much of that has to do with the jump in the price of oil versus last year.
Hawaii has the highest price for gasoline at $3.80 a gallon. Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina have the lowest at $2.55 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she hopes to stay on the Supreme Court for at least another 5 years until she is 90. She did an interview yesterday.